This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
So a week from tomorrow night, we'll be on the edge of our sofas waiting to see who won. Television networks have an additional, albeit more minor, concern in the grand sweep of history. Who can make the most from the ads during the coverage of the election returns? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
Now, TV viewership is generally declining, but networks have been thrown a bone. This insane election.
Election night really is the Super Bowl for broadcast news stations.
Jeff McCall is professor of media studies at DePaul University. Now, the ads have already been paid for, but if a network wins the eyeball game,
they can brag about it.
Rafael Revilla is partner at ad agency Marcus Thomas.
It makes themselves more valuable next year, next election season.
And, says Jeff McCall,
they can get viewers into their tent who might not be normal viewers for their channels.
One way to do this is to showcase the network's favorite personalities and dial up the graphics in the studios.
It's going to be amazing on election night. It's a state-of-the-art studio.
Fox News' Megyn Kelly there. But the biggest strategy for networks to compete for eyeballs on election night?
Being first with the results.
Jonathan Taplin is director emeritus at USC's Annenberg Innovation Lab.
Now, this is a dangerous game.
He fears that if, in the race to be first, networks report results before polls close, it could end up influencing the election. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.